The story of the wedding feast at Cana, beautifully portrayed right there, this story is found only in the Gospel of John. This would have been a fun event to be at. You've been invited to a wedding, so was our Lord. He went with his mother and his disciples. We don't know whose wedding it was, and we probably wouldn't even know anything about this wedding, except for the potentially serious problem that developed. And that's that the party ran out of wine. Now, it's like Pope Francis said in commenting on this gospel. Just imagine drinking tea at your wedding reception. He said it would be shameful. Yeah, water, necessary for life. Wine, he said, necessary for a feast. The wine symbolizes abundance and joy. He sounds like the perfect Argentinian, doesn't he? Right? I'm thinking of the good wines from Argentina right now, the best Malbecs in the world. Anyway, I digress. It also would have been embarrassing for the bride and groom hosting their party, running out of wine. So Mary takes this problem to Jesus, and Mary says to the servants, just do whatever he tells you to do. These are the last recorded words of Mary in the Gospels. These words are her legacy. Do whatever he tells you to do. And Jesus did it. He didn't want to do it, but he did it because of the plea of his mother. That's why we ask for the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary in our lives. Now, when I visited Cana in Galilee, where this miracle happened, and this is why I like to take groups to the Holy Land, because you hear the gospel read at Mass here differently for the rest of your life. When I went to Cana in Galilee, this gospel took on a whole new meaning for me. First of all, I saw the size of the jugs. Yeah, we heard there were six of them, 20 to 30 gallons. But in Cana, we saw the jugs. And then I realized, we're talking now 120 to 180 gallons of wine. This is abundance. In our Lord, there will always be enough grace in our lives. And then I realized that these jugs were not for drinking water from. These jugs were for the Jewish ceremonial washings that Jews had to perform according to the law of Moses so that they would stay purified and acceptable to God. Jesus is turning water into wine through these jugs. So what's happening here? This gospel is not just about turning water into wine. Jesus is transforming the law of Moses into the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus is now the new wine of salvation. Believers are now cleansed through him, not these ceremonial washings of the Old Testament. We are cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. That's why at the Last Supper, Jesus took the wine and said, "This is my blood, drink it." He took the bread and said, "This is my body, eat it. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life. Mary said, do whatever he tells you. Before Jesus died, he said to us, do this in memory of me. The Mass is now what purifies us, makes us acceptable to God. It is the only thing our Lord told us to do and which to remember him by, and that's why we are here. During this week, I had a conversation with a friend, and we spoke about a group in our country that is getting bigger, and it's a group of the nuns. Now, I'm not talking Sister Ivo type nun here. I'm talking N-O-N-E, those who choose none, no religious affiliation, no faith, no belief, none. And I said, yeah, they're probably getting bigger, and fine if they want to be a nun, knock yourself out. You're eventually going to need God. But I said, I don't know if they're really the problem. I told him, look at it this way. You have an unbeliever, an atheist, who says there's no God. But over here, you may have a believer who ignores God. The atheist, the nun, is going to say there's no presence of God in the world. But over here, you'll have a believer who renders God irrelevant in their life. Over here, the nun. Over here, the believer who doesn't pray, doesn't worship. What difference does it make? You see, a godless society is not going to come about by a government persecution of God. A godless society is going to come about by the secularization of the believers who believe and don't act. We are gifted with the gift of faith, and you all have the grace to act. And every time we come here, we're drawing that wine, that life of Jesus from that jug. We're taking from that urn. And our Lord wants to remind us that there is abundance in it. He is saving the best wine for last in our lives. And it is joyful that we are here. This is a beautiful, beautiful story. The wedding feast at Cana. It's his first miracle in the Gospel of John. But our Lord continues to have miracles here in our lives at this Mass every time we come. Amen. Let's stand and profess what we believe. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven.